What's up, guys? This is Tony with Southwest Ohio Full Court Press. I'm going to be coming at you with another episode today. Not a lot is to report this time around compared to the last episode I did. We have a few transfers, one or two new offers, and then I want to talk about two events coming up for prospects that guys should be maybe looking into if they are looking for opportunities in this fall. And then finally, my topic of the day, I want to talk a little bit about rankings. So we're going to talk about all that in this upcoming episode of Southwest Ohio Full Court Press. We're going to go ahead and start off first with the player news. All right, so first off, we're going to talk about two specific players that announced transfers in the Dayton area or had Dayton area ties. The first is... we'll go with Anai Elliott. He is a power forward from Deer Park in Cincinnati. His Dayton ties is he actually was at Springfield before he transferred to Deer Park last year. He was really a key component of that Deer Park team that made it to the regional finals in Division III before ultimately having the season end due to COVID. Elliott has announced he'll be transferring to United Prep in Florida for his senior year. Elliott's definitely one of the better shot blockers I think I saw last year at 6'7". He's got good size, a good frame. He's definitely a prospect I see playing at the next level. And hopefully with the prep level, it'll open up maybe some more doors than he would have had at Deer Park. No doubt this is going to affect Deer Park. They already lost Steve Gentry Jr. to graduation. Now losing Elliott, they lose one of their best interior presences, which means a lot of focus will be placed on their other prospect, senior Trey Munson. So Elliott's transfer is big, but I think this next one might be bigger, and it directly affects the Dayton area. This was announced about a week ago. Anthony McComb, who is arguably one of, if not the best prospect in Dayton in that 2021 class, is no longer at Thurgood Marshall. He is now going to be attending Trotwood Madison next season for basketball. This is huge. This is a huge transfer. Number one, it really takes a lot of firepower out of Thurgood Marshall. They had already lost Chance Amerson, who I talked about in the last episode, transferred to Dunbar, which now leaves Makai Elmore, Prophet Johnson, Shane Ferguson, Ronald Smith, etc. But there's no doubt McComb was one of the better scorers that was on that team. What this also does is it makes Trotwood probably the now clear-cut best team in Division II. There's no denying when you looked at the roster they had, they were already looking solid. But now that they add McComb, I don't know if there's a team on paper that matches up with Trotwood directly. Some can argue the lineup Dunbar now has is going to be competitive, and I will definitely agree on that. But right now, I'd say Trotwood now is the new powerhouse of Dayton. And unfortunately, I don't see many teams challenging Trotwood this year, out of Dayton at least. McComb surprisingly does not have any college offers. Don't ask me why that is, because I can't tell you. What I can tell you is he's deserving to play at the next level. One of the best scorers you're going to find in Dayton. And, you know, Trotwood's picking up quite a player out of this transfer. So what that's going to do, again, to the Dayton area is unfortunately it'll bump Thurgood down a few spots in the power rankings where you place your D2 programs, and it most certainly, not 100%, but about 99% sure, knocks Trotwood into the number one slot outright in Division II. It was the only transfer they have right now. With school starting and with some schools, you know, already have been in session for about a week, wouldn't be surprised if some other names come up in the next week or so when we find out certain guys are going to different schools now instead of others. But I don't anticipate a lot more transfers after, I'd say, the end of this week. In terms of offers, I actually only have one offer to report. It's Laurent Rice, Wayne's super sophomore. I mentioned this on my Instagram Live duo with Coach Render that Rice picked up an offer from Purdue, I believe 2 weeks ago, and this is one of Rice's first high major offers, and this is big. I mean, Rice is I would say one of the best three prospects in the state of Ohio in that 23 class. He is just, in my opinion, he's scratching the surface of what he's capable of doing. We saw this summer what he's capable of doing, and as he continues to build off of that, we're going to see his stock continue to rise. You're going to see more schools show interest, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, before we even tip off in November, December, if he gets another D1 offer. He's that good. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. He's showing that offensive firepower that he has. He's showing he can be the guy. You know, he's going to be a special player. And this is huge, not just for Wayne, but for Laurent himself. So that's the player news I have for now. The next segment I'm going to talk about are two events coming up that I will go into more detail here shortly. So right now I want to talk about two specific events that are coming up in the end of September. The first one, this is for any prospects in Dayton, in Columbus, Cincinnati, Athens, Cleveland, Toledo, the state of Ohio. Listen up, this is big. Prep Hoops is doing their top 250 expos. This is huge. I wasn't sure if we'd be able to do it this year, but fortunately we were able to work it out. September 26th at Courts for Sports in Mason. You can play against some of the best in the state of Ohio. They're going to be live streaming, I believe, so you're going to have the opportunity to be seen by coaches. Every year I've gone to these, it's always so well run, so well organized, and like I said, you've got the best prospects in the state that are there, as well as other players that are trying to prove themselves. Again, September 26th, I don't know the times off the top of my head. This is big for prospects that are trying to get another opportunity to be seen by coaches. You know, I've been a big believer that AAU this year and this summer was huge for a lot of players. Well, this is just another opportunity for any player in the state of Ohio. So if you're interested, you can register anytime between now and the day of the event. You can use the code PETERSTOP250. That's PETERS TOP250. You can get $10 off your registration. I highly recommend this for any prospects that are, again, trying to be seen. I personally will be there, and I can tell you there will be some colleges as well. The second event is not open to the public, but I want to talk about for a minute. If you saw my Twitter about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said I had a big announcement upcoming. I still have another big announcement upcoming, but the first of these announcements was released 3 weeks ago. I am teaming up with Zach Fleer from 270 Hoops and Carson Francis from Southeast Ohio Hoops to bring you the Route 33 Challenge. This is a unique showcase setting that we have designed, similar to what Zach Fleer has been doing with his 270 Hoops open runs that are live streamed. The difference with this event is this is going to be open invite only to prospects in Southeast and East Ohio. And I want to talk about that part of the state for a second. This is an area of the state that's very rural. It's in the mountains and hills. It's close to the Appalachian Mountains, depending on how far east of Ohio you get. And a lot of these kids come from very small rural areas. Because of this, sometimes the exposure opportunities just aren't there. You know, college coaches aren't going to drive to the middle of nowhere to watch one player that may or may not be the level they're looking for, and the team they may be playing against may not be a good evaluation. So this is an opportunity to bring some of the best prospects in that area together and live stream it. So I'm very proud of this event. You know, I'm very honored to have Zach and Carson helping me. We are really doing this for the kids. I want to give an opportunity for the Southeast and Eastern Ohio kids to be seen. And you might be asking, well, why are you going to Southeast Ohio? What ties do you have to that area? Well, obviously, I've shared on this podcast before, my wife is from Adams County, so it's very dear to my heart. And we have some players from that area that are going to be competing. One of the biggest names that will be here, AJ Clayton, a 2022 from Philo. Don't ask me where Philo is. You can look it up on a map. He's an Ohio University commit. He's going to be there, as well as some other prospects, including Kobe Mitchell, Trey Robertson, Austin Webb, among others. I'm very proud of this event. It's 36 prospects. We were advertising it as 30, but we decided to bring six additional in just to continue to have more open door opportunities for these players. And, you know, I think one of the most proudest things I'm at right now is we have, at last count, 39 colleges and universities that have committed. They're either going to be attending or watching the live stream of this event. And this is big because we're not just talking small schools. There are currently 8 Division I's. I want to say maybe 10 or so Division II's, and then Division III, NAIA, JUCOs. So we have all levels watching this event. So these prospects are going to have the opportunity to be seen by all levels, and they're just going to have another opportunity to be seen. You know, the kids in Dayton got that opportunity with the Miami Valley Hoop Vault and Triple-Double Prospects Open Run. Zach Fleer has been doing a phenomenal job with 270 Hoops doing the Columbus. Chaz Wolf did an event up there in Northeast Ohio, I think 2 weeks ago, him and TJ Petrus. And just the Southeast kids just haven't had that opportunity yet. So that's what this whole thing is about, is to let those kids have an opportunity to be seen. I'm very honored to be teaming up with the guys I have. And the event's going to be taking place September 19th at Logan High School. Shout out to Logan High School as well for being the hospitality and helping us with this event so far. And it's something I'm really looking forward to. So if you're interested in watching the live stream of the event, let me know. I can definitely email you the link. If you're a college and you haven't gotten in contact with Zach or myself or Carson, feel free to get in contact, and I'm more than happy to send you the players packet so you have the link to see the event and then the rosters for the players. That's something else I'm really proud of, is we're going to have an accurate packet with accurate jersey numbers, contact information, heights, obviously player names, and their positions. You'll also be able to listen to the event on call. My partner in crime on this podcast, actually, Seth Kine, will be doing play-by-play with 270's Zach Fleer of the event. We're going to be running 3 different courts and live streaming 2 courts at once. So this is a huge, huge opportunity for the Southeast Ohio prospects. And I'm definitely looking forward to sharing more as we get closer to that and sharing what schools are attending as well. So that's actually going to take me into my last point and what I'm kind of titling this podcast episode to kind of, you know, I want to talk about a specific topic, and I'm going to talk about rankings today. Let me preface by saying that, first off, Prep Hoops, the 2021 rankings were just updated. If you want to go take a look, I can tell you there's several Dayton players that got added and got ranked just because of how well they've played. Team Flight's very well represented. So I highly recommend college coaches take a look at that, and feel free to get in contact with me on any prospects. If you have questions on them, all the Dayton kids that are ranked, I have seen at least 2 times this summer. So rankings, what do I want to talk about with the rankings? You know, one of the most common feedbacks I get with rankings is a kid's too low. You're sleeping on a kid. And it's something that no matter how hard you work, no matter how much research you do, you're going to piss somebody off because they're too low. In fact, I'm not going to name names, but there is a prospect that got bumped up almost 30 spots in our rankings. And just reading comments on Twitter, people were still saying he's too low. At the end of the day with rankings, guys, rankings are truly opinionated at the end of the day, because it's not a computer doing it, it's a person. And everybody sees the game of basketball differently. Everybody watches different players. Everybody sees different things. They look for different things. People rank players by position based off certain criteria. I'm not going to share all my secrets to how I do what I do, but I can tell you right now that the way I look at a point guard may be different than my former colleague Anthony Garcia would have seen a point guard. Or it may be different than what Zach Fleer sees in a point guard, or Chaz Wolf, or Corey Albertson. At the end of the day, you know, it's everyone sees the game of basketball differently. So the first thing is, it's going to be opinionated. But my big takeaway, or what I want people to take away, is with rankings, if you're in the gym and you're watching the players that you're ranking and you're doing your homework, whether that be you're going and making the trip to watch them, or especially in the day of COVID where you watch a live stream of them, you have to watch the players. And if you're in the gym and you're ranking the kids at based off what you see, then you shouldn't feel bad. You shouldn't feel pressurized, and you shouldn't feel ultimately shouldn't feel bad at all if somebody has something bad to say about your rankings. You know, I'm at the point now, I've been doing this enough that if you don't agree with where I have a kid, that sucks to suck. You know, I don't let it get to me anymore. But, you know, one of the most common things I get still, though, is why is so-and-so ranked so low? Well, it's based off what you see. Also, people are going to rank you differently. You know, some people do rankings based off of where you see that player is at what level collegiately. Other outlets look at who the best player is right now, looking at different criteria, like maybe you're looking at points per game, assists, rebounds, their stats. Guess what? If you use stats, even that's opinionated. So, you know, it's one of those things where if you're into rankings or you do rankings, you know, if you're in the gym and you're watching the players compete, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I have respect. Anybody that does rankings, I will have respect for that if you're in the gym. If you are just throwing rankings together just because you want to throw rankings together, to me, then you have to almost explain what your validity is. You know, at this point in my life, I've been doing this for 3.5 years. So if you want to know my validity, I've been doing this for 3.5 years. Every prospect in our rankings for Prep Hoops, I've seen personally. So at the end of the day, you have to watch the players. And, you know, you're gonna piss people off. You're always gonna have someone that has something to say. So that's just kind of my big thing with rankings. Especially if you're watching my rankings, the latest update for Prep Hoops, you know, I'm always open to feedback. If you think you should be higher or lower than where you are, you know, I'm always open to giving prospects feedback on what they can do. That's what I'm doing this for. The rankings is for the college coaches. I don't do the rankings because I want to rank kids because, you know, I'm doing it for me. No, it's for the college coaches to see what players are the top kids in the state. And so they can figure out who they need to reach out to. And I know this works because every time I've done a ranking update, I've had at least one school reach out about new kids that have been added. So this may be going on to like a rant about, you know, personal, and I'm not trying to make it come across as personal by any means, but I just want to share my thoughts on this because, you know, a lot of people talk about rankings and a lot of people talk about, you know, the validity of it. And I've had some people ask me, what do you think about so-and-so rankings? And I don't address that on Twitter because at the end of the day, if you're in the gym watching the players, then I will give you respect for wherever you rank a kid. It doesn't mean I'm going to agree with where you put a kid. And I will tell you if I think that a kid may be higher or lower than where you have him. But I'm never going to publicly bash another outlet and say these rankings are garbage or these rankings is this and that. Because if you're in the gym and you've done your homework, then who am I to say that your rankings are any worse or better than mine? At the end of the day, that's what it's about, guys. You know, rankings should be how I described it. You know, help, it's for the coaches. It's not, you shouldn't be doing it for personal gain. You shouldn't be doing it just for fun, you know, and ultimately you have to look at it from a completely independent. You can't be biased with how you do it. You know, you can't look at it and say, well, I know this kid or I know this kid's dad, so I'm going to put him here. I'm going to make him a top 50. No, that doesn't help anybody, because then if a college coach sees that you got a kid ranked top 50, they'll be able to see pretty quickly when they watch the kid live or on film whether that's true or not. So you have to be as unbiased as possible when you do this, and that's something I'm very proud of with the integrity of my work, is I look at it from a perspective of who are the best prospects and don't take into account if I know the kid personally, this, that, or that else. So that's kind of my theme for today with the rankings. It's that number one, you know, try not to get too upset about it, because at the end of the day, rankings are really, truly opinionated and open to whoever's making the rankings, how they see the game. And two, as long as the individual is in the gym that's doing the rankings, they should be given the respect that they've at least seen the kids live. So I'm sure someone's going to listen to this podcast and then go look at the Prep Hoops rankings and tell me that I'm wrong about a kid. And that's fine. Like I said, I'm always open to talk about players and where I have them. But, you know, there's a way to do it other than bashing on Twitter. So that's really what I got here today, guys. Again, with upcoming events, the Route 33 Challenge will be on September 19th. Tune in to listen to Southwest Ohio Full Court Press's own Seth Keim and Zach Fleer doing play-by-play for 36 of the best prospects in Southeast Ohio. And then September 26th, down at Courts for Sports in Mason, will be the Prep Hoops Top 250 Expo. And I am happy to give any information for anyone that may be interested in it. I look forward to seeing as many kids as possible at that event. And as always, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. And me and Seth are always open to getting new ideas on what to talk about on this podcast. So don't be a stranger. Let us know what your thoughts are. Talk to you later, guys.